This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new guest, and I've been after this guy, I could say at least for a year. And I wanted to bring him to my listeners. I think that they got an incredible model. I like the company. I like the management. We're talking no other than Franchise Holdings International. Well, they trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol FNHI. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Stephen Rossi. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Everett. I appreciate you making some time for me, and I'm excited to be on the show to all your great listeners.
You know, give us a little bit about statement and about a backstory on Truckmart and what you guys are all about.
Truckmart was started in 2012 as a local, we're a Canadian business, so we started as a local Canadian distributor for tonneau covers. It quickly evolved. We're now a multiple patent holder, manufacturer and distributor of our own branded products in the U.S., in Canada, and very shortly we'll be expanding into the Latin American markets. This truck accessory market, and specifically the tonneau covers we manufacture that fit the bed of these trucks, is a massive market. It's estimated to be in the let's call it about $3 million per day in revenues in the U.S. market, just in the aftermarket. So your Pep Boys and your AutoZone kind of stores. We don't know really what the OEM level directly from the dealership is, but the market's massive. It's seen lots of consolidation through mergers and acquisitions from our competitors recently. So it's been an amazing space, and it's just become a much more vast market than we even originally thought of. And especially now with the introduction of the Truckmart Alpha and the Helios, which is a solar power tonneau cover. It's also getting us into hybrid technology as well. So this market's unfolding to be just a gem for us, and we're extremely thrilled.
You know, not like other industries or other companies that I bring on the show, they have 10, 20, 30 competitors. You guys basically only have about three competitors, Truck Hero, Rugged Liner, and what was the other one?
Oh, when we first started, there was about 15 independent truck cover manufacturers out there. We've now have two main ones that own all of the individual independents, making Truckmart one of very few, I would suggest maybe one or two, independently operated tonneau cover manufacturers. So the main competitor we have is we're all friends, we get along well, but the main entities are Truck Hero, which own amazing brands like Back Tonneau Covers, Undercover, Rugged Liner. They just recently acquired Rugged, as you just mentioned, and a myriad more. And then there's Truck Accessories Group, so TAG, which is your caps, your snug tops, I think Lear to one extent, and a whole bunch of different businesses on that side. These entities are now reporting revenues. TAG, I don't know specifically, and I don't think I can name names anyway, but we're talking $500 million to over $1 billion in revenues.
That's amazing.
On each of these sides.
Well, I asked you to come on the show for a couple of reasons. One, I want to know what your plans are for 2018 in relations to FNHI and its subsidiary, Truckmart. So maybe you can give us a roadmap of where we're headed in 2018.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So 2016 and 17 were a foundational set of years for us. We were building a solid foundation. For FNHI was, getting all of our filings caught up, and then starting a dual listing initiative to list our stock on the Canadian Stock Exchange, the CSE. So that all set up for 2016 and 17. 2018, we'll finalize on the FNHI side of things. We're going to finalize our CSE listing so to be a duly listed company. With the CSC in Ontario and OTC, we're quoted on the pink markets because we're delinquent. So we're going to finalize all of our arrears filings, and then regain status on OTCQB, and then we're going to be looking to have much more investor outreach. I've already planned to do a ton of conferences, similar shows to these, and hopefully another interview with you in the very near future, and just building a solid publicly traded entity, the subsidiary, the operational company FNHI that drives the revenues is TruckSmart. And TruckSmart in 2018, we have a target revenue of about $5 million US. So break even or a profit threshold is at about $1 million to $1.2 million in revenues. So we'll actually be expecting to show earnings within 2018 with revenue increase from where it was estimated at less than $1 million to about $5 million in 2018. And at that point, we'll be revisiting all of our websites and also looking to potentially re-announce our public offering as an equity raise so we can finalize the development of some new key products previously mentioned with the Alpha and the Helios products that we have patents on right now.
Well, it seems like your stock price is very undervalued where it's at right now. I think it's trading at around 1.5 to 2 cents a share. If you were a listener right now, what would you say to the people that are listening to the program? Why they should go out and buy your stock here in the first quarter of 2018?
Well, the value, the market cap of FNHI and a subsidiary TruckSmart is nowhere near reflective of the true value. So at this point, we have I believe five U.S. patents, three Canadian patents, trademarks happening. We have inventory, we have distribution, we have marketing. We believe that the valuation of our company is closer to the $8 to $10 million mark on probably a lower, very conservative side. So anybody that would be listening or is looking to purchase or enter any company, FNHI is extremely undervalued at this time, and it's a long-term company that will continue to develop and grow week over week, month over month, and year over year.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you the next question or two. One, do you have any acquisition targets that's in your sights? And two, you got any new products that you're going to be releasing here in the second quarter of 2018?
We're always looking, so the franchise holding is adequately named as a holding company, and we're always looking to grow so that there's revenue generation on top of just what TruckSmart is. So we're looking at different markets relating to the automotive manufacturing. Can I speak? It would be too early for me to speak to that regard in terms of an acquisition. But we are looking at obviously ways to be able to expand our revenues, expand our market within the automotive space. Revenue targets for next year is going to be we're hoping at about $5 million, if not more. And we're looking at on the long term, we're looking at a $50 million revenue target for about 5 to 7 years out. And those are all very realistic and very attainable numbers that we've seen competitors of ours hit and exceed very, very, very easily.
On our show today that we're highlighting on Stock Day is Franchise Holdings International. They're up there in Canada. That way they trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol FNHI. I think they're grossly undervalued here where they're trading at 1 to 2 cents a share. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Stephen Rossi. Steve, in closing here, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
I apologize. The most exciting thing that we've been working on for some time trying to perfect and trying to get to market is the Alpha and the Alpha Helios products that we expect and many people expect to have us release. It's been there's a waiting list of distribution and clients for this product from OEM distribution to aftermarket distribution that are waiting for the Alpha. The Alpha is going to be the most advanced folding truck bed accessory system. So it's a scalable system that will start as a basic cover and rail, and it could be grown to a full system that would include ladder racks, cargo carrying capacities, tool bags, sliding bed accessories. For the Latin American market, it'll include integrated seating for seating inside the bed and safe transportation. It'll have military applications, law enforcement applications. That's the Alpha. The Alpha Helios will have all the same features as the Alpha, but will produce between 1 to 400 watts scalable of electrical, of DC power.
Wow.
The DC power will be used to charge for internal combustion engine trucks. It can charge a power bank of 3,000 watts on demand within the bed of the truck. So for contractors, campers, RVers, outdoorsmen, you can use the Helios, if you have a gasoline or diesel truck, to power off the grid any tools or tailgating or TV speakers, anything you really need for anybody driving in the future, because they will be coming. We've been planning this for some time, is the electric pickup trucks. This cover will be a very, very good pairing with an electric vehicle, because it'll trickle charge during daylight hours your EV or your ET, your electric truck. So it reduces the amount of times you'll have to plug in. It mitigates range anxiety. And we're aiming to have, as solar technology updates and refines itself, we're aiming to have the Helios be a major source of power for the electric vehicle and the electric truck. So, you know, hopefully one day the intention is that you will not even have to plug in any longer, depending as how far solar technology and efficiencies develop. So that's something, these two products are very, very much so under development, and we're making them perfect, and we plan to launch those to the OEM market, which are your Ford, GM, Toyota manufacturers, and Teslas and whatnot, and also the aftermarkets, which are your AutoZones and various other large distribution in the very near future, and hopefully within Q1 or Q2 of 2018.
Well, Stephen, I want to thank you for coming on my show. I really do appreciate it. I believe in your company. I believe in yourself and management. I want my listeners to take a look at FNHI. It's a steal down here at 1.5, 2 cents. I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in about 45, 50 days and give us an update of what's going on.
Absolutely. I very, very much appreciate it. And I thank all your listeners for listening.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.